Shall we turn again this evening to the book of Genesis and to chapter 30? The book of Genesis and chapter 30. And I'm sure as we've been looking at the life of this man Jacob in the course of our sermons in the book of Genesis, then we know something of the sentiments that we've been singing together with regards to the grace of our God in the things of salvation. Now, when we began our sermons in the book of Genesis, I said that that's exactly what our series was going to be. It wasn't going to be a minute exposition of the book, and we've tried to move through it in relatively broad terms. Well, this evening we come to an even broader section. What we're going to look at are those main events between chapter 29 and verse 31 to the end of verse 30. But for our reading, we'll read in verse 25 of chapter 30 of the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 30, I'm beginning to read in verse 25. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away that I may go unto mine own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go. For thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favour in thine eyes, tarry. For I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. And Laban said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And Jacob said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me. For it was little which thou hadst before I came. And it is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming. And now when shall I provide for mine own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-straked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them unto the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, ring-streaks, speckled and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks toward the ring-streaked, and all the brown in the flock of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob led the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle and maid servants and men servants and camels and asses. Amen. This week we continue to look at the life of this man Jacob during that period of time that he spent in the home of his uncle Laban in the land of Syria. Jacob has come out from the home of Isaac his father, you remember, in the country of Canaan, and he has come into the land of Syria and to the home of his uncle Laban, seeking a bride. Out of that bride there is going to be born children, of course, and out of that family, which will really be the family of Abraham, God in his purposes is going to cause his promised Messiah, his only begotten Son, to be sent into the world and to be born for the salvation of men and women. All these arrangements and all these transactions and happenings, of course, we